Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Kelly Miller,
John Medina, Living Legacy House.
What is it?
The Living Legacy House is a vision that God gave me several years ago. I saw a need in the community for drug and alcohol rehabilitation. I knew that there's not a whole lot available here as far as resources, and God really impressed upon me that there needs to be an inpatient facility here that will serve people battling addiction.
So now this would be a standalone thing that doesn't exist now. You're trying to build it within the community.
Yes, we are.
And you're looking for folks to help with that, because so many folks have been touched by it.
I don't think there, I would venture to say there's not many people who have not been either directly or indirectly affected by addiction in some way.
So you're at the point now in the process where you're beginning to put together funds and make plans?
Yes, we are. We have established a GoFundMe account. We have had some planning meetings that are in the beginning stages, but we're rolling with that. We have people on board and a steering committee now so that we are making more concrete plans as to what we can actually do with this to produce a physical facility.
As she said, this is something that's been on her heart, and there's a lot of us that know we need this in both counties. But I know that there's something must have happened that caused now's the time. So tell me a little bit about your story.
Yes, sir. I have four children, three sons and a daughter. Landon was my middle son, and he was a well-known high school athlete in our community, excelled in athletics in Western North Carolina, and unfortunately, in high school, had dabbled a bit in drugs, and when he was on the soccer team, I think he was introduced to that. And then over the years, you know, he has served in the Air Force for 6 years. We tried to get him out of the area. It seemed like the thing to do after high school because he was struggling with drugs in this area. So he served his 6 years in the Air Force. He came back to the area and unfortunately, again, struggled with addiction. Eventually, he was arrested for some decisions he had made to support the habit and served some time in jail. And then we were able to place him in a rehab facility in Tennessee. It was a faith-based rehab facility. He was there for a couple of months. Actually, that 6 months, he had done very well. He had gained 40-some pounds and seemed strong, and he was in between facilities. We were about to get him into an inpatient facility in Asheville, and the process of getting him into that facility was delayed, and because during the delay and the intake procedure necessary, he had to do an autobiography. It seemed to serve as a trigger for use again, and unfortunately that trigger led to his death when he overdosed. So, you know, with that, God has been with us all through this, and I know my son is in heaven. Just by his grace, he showed me that. But he also showed me that we need to move in a forward direction with this and try to help others. And Landon would have wanted that. Landon was one who had a great heart to try to help others, even with as little as he had materially. And so that's why we're pushing this now.
Well, one thing about his story that has struck me is I've heard different parts of it. It just proves so much how we need facilities right here, because this is not something you can just look at your child and say, stop, and they can. There's a lot more to it than that. And I think a local-based organization to take care of it, we can take care of our own. I think that's good.
Yes, sir. I agree with that 100%. It is well needed.
Yeah. We're going to pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow to find out more about the Living Legacy House. Thank you to Kelly Miller and to John Medina for stopping by and talking with us both today and tomorrow. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.